Hello, I'm Keith Parent, and welcome to the first hour of Jazz for the Asking. Well, it's very nice to have you with us once again for some great music here on Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. Coming up today, we have a number of requests that have come in, and we're going to begin with a new release. That's a little misleading. I should say a release that has been reissued. It's the François Bourassa Trio from Montreal. It was recorded live at Place des Arts in Montreal, and the cut we're going to listen to is called The 30th of October, 85. Thank you. The François Bourassa Trio, recorded live at Place des Arts in Montreal. The original recording of this was for Radio-Canada, the French service of the CBC in Canada, and has been released on compact disc, and it is absolutely fantastic. The track we listened to was 30 October 85. You're listening to Jazz for the Asking, and a number of you have been writing in saying one aspect of jazz that you enjoy very much listening to on the program is early jazz. So let's have a little bit of that right now. Now, if I said to you famous jazz labels, what comes to mind? Well, of course, there's Verve, Blue Note, Just In Time, Columbia Records, and many others. But what if I said to you Naxos? That's N-A-X-O-S. Well, Naxos is predominantly a classical label. But beginning around 2001, they started issuing a series of historical jazz recordings of well-known artists with tracks that were recorded before they were really big names. One of those is Earl Gardner. The CD is called Yesterday, the Early Recordings, 1944 to 1949. Here's one recorded in June 1944, Blue Lou. Thank you. Errol Garner recorded in 1944 with Blue Lou from an album released on the Naxos label, Yesterdays, 1944 to 1949. If you would like to get in touch with us for a comment or suggestion or request, stay tuned. I'll be giving out the contact details later on in the show. Now time for two extraordinary vocalists, Mel Torme and Cleo Lane, from an album they recorded in 1992 called Nothing Without You, that features songs from the American Songbook like Isn't It a Pity, George and Ira Gershwin, Sweet Sue, Take the A-Train, and this one by Johnny Mercer and Jimmy Van Housen, I Thought About You.
I passed a shadowy lane and I thought about you.
It was in cars parked under the stars, a winding street.
Moon shining down on some little town, and with each beam, another dream.
And every stop that we made, oh, I thought about you.
When I pulled down the shade, then I really felt blue.
I peeked through the crack and looked at the track, the one going back to you. And what did I do?
I thought about me.
Mel Torme, Cleo Lane from the album I Thought About You, with the title track. The orchestra and arrangements were by John Dankworth, the husband of Cleo Lane. You're listening to Jazz for the Asking. If you wish to contact us, our email address is very simple, jazz@pcjmedia.com. That's jazz@pcjmedia.com. We now move on to a trumpet player who is a giant. He is not just a giant in jazz, but also Latin American rhythms. His name is Arturo Sandoval. Arturo Sandoval hails from Cuba. He has not lived in Cuba now for more than 20 years and makes his home the United States. An interesting footnote, despite the fact that Arturo Sandoval was at one time one of Cuba's most respected musicians, his music today is banned on the Caribbean nation. For political reasons, I should add. Here he is with a great track called Bebop. And bebop, artists like Dizzy Gillespie, were one of his influences. And this is a track that pays tribute to them. Cuban trumpet player Arturo Sandoval with bebop. We now move to a vocalist who is predominantly known for playing soul, rhythm, and blues. He has issued a CD which is quite unique. It's a combination of the two music forms I just mentioned and jazz, including some standards that were made famous by other well-known singers from the 1940s and 50s. His name is Philip Bailey. The CD is called Soul on Jazz. The track we're going to listen to was a big hit for Nat King Cole. Here's Nature Boy.
Just be loved.
Nature Boy, a hit for Nat King Cole. They're performed by Philip Bailey from the album Soul on Jazz. If you wish to listen to this program again and download all past editions, I invite you to go to our website, www.pcjmedia.com/JFTA. That's www.pcjmedia.com/JFTA. You'll find the most recent shows, including a link where you can download all past editions in iTunes and listen to them on your iPhone, iPad, or iTouch, or any other MP3 player. This is Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio, heard around the world on fine partner stations everywhere. We now move to a compilation release called Columbia Jazz Penguin Guide Hits. Yes, that's the full title. It's from a book, actually, that came out a few years ago called The Penguin Guide to Jazz from Columbia Records and Penguin Books, the publisher. And it is a great introduction for someone who doesn't know much about the music to get educated and to have a real good example of where jazz came from. It includes the likes of Miles Davis, Dave Brubeck, Thelonious Monk, Charlie Rouse, Count Basie, Woody Herman, Stan Getz, and of course, Louis Armstrong. And this one that we're going to listen to right now, With Shine, performed by Benny Goodman. Thank you. Benny Goodman, and Shine. Well, we're going to be taking a short break for local news or local station IDs, but don't worry, we'll be back for the second hour of Jazz for the Asking in a few moments, so don't touch that dial. We're going to close off with two giants playing together from an album that was recorded in New York City in 1958. Coleman Hawkins and Milt Jackson, both playing the tenor saxophone and vibraphone. It features Tommy Flanagan on piano, Kenny Burrell on guitar, Eddie Jones on bass, Connie Kay on drums. Here they are with Stuffy.